Thank you again. And now back for a shortened version of a word from our sponsor.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, very different. Okay. We have about $8,500 in donations and merchandise this year. We start with the Commission for the Blind. They are one of our top sponsors. It's called a platinum sponsor, and we want to thank the Commission so much for everything that you have done. You have been true partners with us in so many ways, and we thank you for your sponsorship as well. The Lighthouse Guild, which is the combination of the Jewish Guild for the Blind and the Lighthouse for the Blind, which have now merged completely, has also been a platinum sponsor, and we are thankful for that. We have a silver sponsor in SeaTac. SeaTac actually donated the prize that we're going to be auctioning this evening at the banquet, which is a Blaze Easy book reader. It will get your Bard books, but it will also read print. And you can hold it over the page, and it will read the page. And they actually even have a stand that you can get to set it in, so it reads it even more easily. But what we've been given is the piece of equipment itself. That's worth $700. And then they've also donated a stream, a Victor stream, not the latest one, but the one before it, which we will be giving out at the end of tomorrow morning's session. So we thank SeaTac. Also, our bronze sponsors, Visibility Inc., could not be here with us this time. They usually come. But Mike Parker said, just because we can't be here, we don't want you guys to be without our sponsorship. So they actually sent us a sponsorship, even though they couldn't be here. As well as the car service that Carl and I use all the time, they also sponsored us at the bronze level. At the White Cane level, we are so sorry that Hims International, Hims Inc. couldn't make it. Their representative, who was coming, had his father pass away, and he lost his balance at the 19th mile of a marathon on Thursday, and on Friday went into cardiac arrest. And so we're so sorry about that, and we're sorry that Dave couldn't be with us, but our prayers are with you, Dave, if you can hear us or if anybody can tell him. New Utrecht Pharmacy, who does the Dose Track program, which we've spoken with you about before, and who also has ScriptTalk stations. actually, they give you the area where you can get them, and then they supply the labels for you. And they ship all over the country, and they are White Cane sponsors. The Guide Dog Foundation, represented by somebody who didn't know she was representing, bless her, Brandy Pinder, is a sponsor this year at the White Cane level, and we thank them tremendously. If you saw the 3D Photo Works exhibit, they're working very hard at making photographs into 3D kinds of, or actually it'd be 2.5 dimension, kinds of paintings, I don't know what to call them, art, so that we will, in the end, hopefully, be able to take a photograph that somebody sent us, send it to them, and get a chance to know what it feels like ourselves. And Independent Living Aids, also sponsored at the White Cane level. Independent Living Aids hasn't been with us for many years, and we were pleased to welcome them again this year and to accept their sponsorship. We thank them so much, and they were with us. And our last White Cane sponsorship was from Vanda Pharmaceuticals. Vanda was not able to be with us this year. Last year they were a title sponsor, but this year they had so many affiliates that asked them for sponsorship that they sponsored everybody at the White Cane level. So we thank all of our sponsors, and if Tammy Owen could be making her way up while I just say the end of my thing, we'd appreciate it. And so we will, these people help us to put on the convention. These conventions run us approximately $20,000, okay? And everything that our sponsors can help us with makes it a little bit less for the affiliate to put out. My goal 1 year is to have the whole convention sponsored, and one fine day we will do that. But for this year, we sincerely thank our 2014 sponsors. Thank you.
I'm embarrassed a little bit. Mark from Blind Inc. You here?
I am indeed.
I forgot your last name. Mark Marlow.
Marlow?
Barlow.
Like in barley.
Yeah, Mike, as in barley. Right. I forgot to welcome you as a visitor from Blind Incorporated. I know there's a guy from Colorado Center up here at the table, but,
yeah,
you know.
Blind Inc.'s all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mike, would you like to say a couple, Mark, would you like to say a couple of words? Or somebody want to bring him a mic?
Here we go. I'm here.
Sorry. All right, then just jump on and say, you got 2 minutes to say hi.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you
Mike,
so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thank you all. It's a real pleasure and honor to be at your convention. Last weekend, I was at the Minnesota convention, just as well attended, and it was another incredibly inspiring event. My name is Mark Barlow. I am the industrial arts instructor at Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And yahoo! And we are one of three NFB affiliated training centers. We are an orientation to blindness training facility. And our students are with us, anywhere from 6 to 9 months, sometimes 12 months. And they run through a rigorous program of cane travel and orientation, braille and communications, home management and life skills, and the most important component of our program, which is the industrial arts program. Yeah, everybody laughs at that. It's not true. Everything is incredibly evenly handed at the school. We also have a jobs class and readiness for further education work. One component of our programming that is, I believe, unique throughout the nation is that we have an English language learners program, which serves our community greatly. We in the Minneapolis area, we are home to an incredible amount of immigrants and refugees, and many of them seek political asylum and are victims of torture. And sadly, blindness is a result of torture. And so we are we're very fortunate to be able to serve that community. It's an honor to do so. And that ability to serve a wide array of students makes our community at Blind Inc. quite international. We have we currently have students from Pakistan, from Iraq. We have faculty from Liberia, from India, from Guatemala. It's really been an inspiring place for me to work. I'll just keep it really short. I welcome you if you or anyone that you know is interested in further training. Please feel free to contact me at blindinc.org or just speak with me anytime during the conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Don't tell Dan I forgot you.